Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are dealing, as most of you know, with the subject of divorce, as it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Probably the most extensive section on that subject in all the Bible. And we find that the Apostle Paul divides the categories that he's dealing with into two different classes. He starts, first of all, about talking about Christian marriages, that is, where both husband and wife are believers, and what divorce means in that situation. And then he deals with the question of mixed marriages, where one partner is a believer and the other is not. And interestingly, his instructions are a bit different in that situation. That in itself would surprise an awful lot of people to learn that there are different instructions for different situations, but indeed that is the case. Now, among believers, the answer is pretty clear. There should not be any divorce. If there is a separation, then the partners are to remain single for the rest of their lives or be reconciled to one another. But neither spouse is to divorce their partner. Christians don't do that. That's, in a nutshell, what he says. The only basis for Christians to divorce with the possibility of remarriage is in the case of adultery. That makes a different situation, but other than that, there really isn't any. And so, hunker down and work through. Work on your marriage. Keep it strong. If you're having problems, then work through those problems. Recognize that God is using this to bring about change within your life, your heart and life, and no doubt within your partner as well. But now we move back or on to, once again, the subject of mixed marriages. And we'll do so on this Monday, October 4. Thankful that you can be with us. And very grateful for those radio listeners whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. Well, what about divorce within mixed marriages? And here, Paul has some interesting things to say that we've already dealt with, but the issue is that it pretty much depends upon the desire of the unbeliever. If they're willing to stay, don't try to separate. Don't divorce. Don't put them away. Don't break that marriage. That's not what a Christian does. You stay married to that person if they're willing to stay married to you. But, if they're not willing to stay married to you as a Christian, then let them depart, and you are not in bondage in that case. In that case, you are free, and you can safely remarry if your unbelieving partner initiated the divorce. That's basically what he says. So, may the believer initiate divorce? No. The believer must not. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 7:10, not to the married, this is the first part again, not to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife. That's to marriages where husband and wife are both Christians. But to the rest, the other category, mixed marriages, verse 12. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he's willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. And then we come to this interesting language. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. We'll stop there because that requires a little bit more exploration. But up to now, what have we learned? In a mixed marriage, may the believer initiate divorce? Answer, no. No. Believers must not initiate divorce. Mixed marriages are lawful marriages, and Christians have no right to dissolve that marriage, except, and then we fall back once again on the on that situation that Jesus himself spoke about, where there is sexual immorality, where there is fornication, sexual unfaithfulness in the marriage, that does break the marriage. But other than that, no. And if the unbeliever is willing to remain, then the marriage is to continue. The unbeliever is making the biggest adjustment. When you got married, you were both unbelievers. One of you has now been saved. That's changed everything, and the partner that that unbeliever married has now become a very different partner. And here is an unbeliever married to a Christian, and all that Christianity stands for. Changed goals, changed attitudes, changed desires, changed behavior. I mean, everything is different. And under those circumstances, it may be perfectly normal, perfectly understandable if the unbeliever says, I'm getting out of here, this is not what I signed on for, and I'm gone, I'm out of here. And if that's the case, then you, believer, are okay. You are not under bondage. You can now remarry because you didn't initiate the divorce. You didn't instigate it. You didn't promote it. You tried to keep the unbeliever there, but you were not successful. And they left, and they took that initiative, and they're responsible for it. And that leaves you free. You're not under bondage anymore. But if the unbeliever is willing to remain, the marriage should continue. But then comes the question, is the believer defiled by the unbeliever? And that's the question of verse 14. That's the question that is answered by verse 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. That's the first part. We'll get into the children part in a moment. The unbeliever is sanctified because of the believer. The unbeliever is set apart for special attention by God because of the believer. That's to their benefit. That's to their blessing. And the unbeliever, therefore, enjoys a measure of divine protection and provision and stability in the home and marriage that otherwise they would not have, but they're enjoying all of these things for the sake of the believer. They're married to a believer, and God takes care of his children, and God smiles with favor upon his children, and God looks out for his children, and the unbeliever gets the benefit of all of that. Now, there's a wider application here before we move on, and that's just simply to say that's true in every situation. In society as a whole benefits by the presence of Christians. Society often doesn't recognize that, often doesn't appreciate that, often does not realize that's what's going on, oftentimes would deny that, but that's exactly the case. And unbelievers benefit by the presence of believers in society, just like unbelieving spouses benefit by being in a home with a believer, because God has special blessing that he places upon that home and special attention that he directs toward the unbeliever for the sake of the believer. And so there's additional blessing to the unbeliever for the sake of the believer, including, and most important of all, the possibility of conversion. And Paul will get to that specifically in a moment, but that would be the greatest blessing of all. That unbelieving spouse remaining in the home with the believer is under special focus by God, and that very well may lead to their conversion. Similar to children of believers enjoying special spiritual advantages, because they too are set apart for God's purposes. That's the last part of verse 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, if that were not the case, your children would be unclean. But now, because this is the case, they are not unclean, they are holy. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, I have taken that verse puzzled me mightily in the early years, and I've struggled with it over time. And many years ago, I came to the conclusion that this is what is being said. This is a contrast with the way children in mixed marriages were treated or were classified in the Old Testament. Let's turn in our minds, I'm actually turning my Bible, to the book of Ezra. Clear back to the book of Ezra, which takes us back to the days when Israel returned from Babylonian captivity and restored their nationhood in the land of Israel once again, and many of the people disobeyed God by entering into mixed marriages, and what was required of them in that situation? Let me read Ezra 10, verse 1. Now, while Ezra was praying and was, while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God, and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Now, therefore, let us make a covenant with our God, listen to me now, to put away these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master, and those who tremble at the commandment of God, and let it be done according to the law." What was the situation there? Mixed marriages. What was the remedy? Divorce. Now, the believer putting away the unbeliever. And what about the children that were born to these marriages? They go with the unbeliever. They must leave, depart too. That's the very opposite of what you find here. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. That's the point in Ezra. These pagan spouses are unclean in the eyes of God. They must be put away. They're unclean. These children born to them are unclean. They are the offspring of an unclean spouse. They're the offspring of an illegitimate marriage, a defiled marriage, a mixed marriage, a forbidden marriage. And the only remedy is to get rid of them, get rid of these unclean spouses, get rid of these unclean children. But it's very different under the new covenant. The unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. The unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. And your children are holy. They're not unclean. We'll have to expand upon it a little bit more tomorrow, but I trust you'll join me then. Until then, Greg Bartman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.